This is Penny Ray with WGNS Radio, and I'm here with Dr. Kevin Billups at the Billups Center. Dr. Billups, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do here?
Sure. My name is Kevin Billups. I'm a urologist by training, but my practice is very focused. I specialize in men's health and sexual medicine. So we see a lot of men with low testosterone. We see a lot of men with erectile dysfunction. We see men that have other sexual health concerns. And what we really try and do is, while we look at the erectile dysfunction, testosterone issues as being symptoms of issues, they're usually symptoms of larger medical problems. So we really try and focus on not only treating your symptoms, but getting at the underlying cause, what's really causing the problem, by working closely with our primary care and other colleagues.
What tips do you have for men diagnosed with low testosterone?
I'm going to go over five tips that I have for men who are either diagnosed with low testosterone or who have the symptoms of low testosterone and they aren't sure. First thing is, you really need to get a comprehensive evaluation by a healthcare provider who specializes in men's health and sexual medicine and really has experience in treating men with low testosterone. And by a comprehensive evaluation, I mean not only a history, you need to get the correct blood test, the correct lab test. We have to look at a number of things, not only with your hormone health, but also with your cardiovascular health and with your prostate health. You also need to have a good evaluation of key organs. All of the reproductive tract needs to be really well evaluated. Tip number two is, there is no one-size-fits-all treatment for low testosterone. Every man who has low testosterone does not need an immediate injection of medication for treatment. Treatment really needs to be individualized. So one of the things that we look at primarily is, how can we get your own testes to produce more testosterone? And that can be done through lifestyle changes, healthy eating. I mentioned that abdominal fat pad. Well, if you look at men, and when I say the abdominal fat, I'm talking about measuring your waist circumference at the level of your belly button. A lot of guys like to drop down and say, well, my pant size is 38. But I say, yeah, but if you measure at the belly button, you're a 44. You know, so it's that belly fat that gets you in trouble, and it should be less than 40 inches in men. We don't have an oral testosterone medicine, a pill for testosterone in the United States that's approved because of some risk factors. But we do have other medications that we can offer you that will trigger your own testes to produce more testosterone. So you really need individualized evaluation. Third tip: many men should be properly evaluated for sleep apnea, and that's because standard testosterone replacement therapy can actually make any sleep apnea you have worse. So one of the things that we do is, we work very closely with sleep medicine specialists to make sure our men are adequately evaluated for sleep apnea and those where we think that is appropriate. But that's an important step, and it's important that it be done correctly. Next tip, tip number four. Close follow-up and monitoring are critical while you're on replacement therapy. And, you know, and we see a lot of men who unfortunately aren't followed very carefully, and you can develop problems. You can develop prostate problems. We look at something called the PSA test, a blood test. That testosterone does not give you prostate cancer. Testosterone does not give you prostate cancer, but if you're on testosterone therapy and your PSA blood test goes up, that means that you probably had a pre-existing prostate cancer that wasn't detected. So we have to follow that level. Testosterone therapy can thicken the blood. So it can cause thickening of the blood, raising the hematocrit that could lead to increased risk for a heart attack or a stroke. So that needs to be appropriately followed. The bottom line is, the therapy is safe, but you need to be followed thoroughly and appropriately for that. My last tip is that testosterone deficiency is a real medical issue. There are a number of ways that we can address low testosterone, and my really best advice to you is to find a provider who deals with this type of issue daily and is comfortable with a variety of treatments and how to follow you up properly. Because, you know, treated correctly, this really can impact not only your quality of life, but your overall health.
We've been visiting this morning with Dr. Kevin Billups at the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Visit them online at thebillupscenter.com.